9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a man if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys. just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm pretty cool. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Cheno, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoena. From misdemeanors, dreamer, held back. Sacks, Loki still a dinner. And I still shake a bow squat. Praying for my broke. Got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most brokest gold stock broker win a solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Husky. Acid addict watch the avid actor.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better. While my friends were getting high and chasing girls down parkway lines, I was losing my mind because the love, the love, the love, the love, the love that I gave wasted on a night.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello and welcome back to Riders Field. Alongside the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley here on the Riders pregame show. It's game four of the six-game set between the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, the Royals' AA affiliate, and the Rangers' AA affiliate, the Frisco Rough Riders. The Riders coming off of a tough one last night in which they fell 3-2 at the hands of the Naturals, a game where they out-hit Northwest Arkansas 8-7. A two-run homer by Caber Rodriguez provided the lone offense for the Riders, and they fell a run short. Northwest Arkansas controls the series 2-1, but game four tonight, the Rough Riders will try to even it up in game number 85 on the year. a beautiful Friday evening. It's First Responders Night here at the ballpark, and should be a lot of fun. Let's take a look at the pitching matchup tonight. It's a double-A debut for the Naturals in Steven Zoback, the Kansas City Royals' number 23-ranked prospect. A 23-year-old from San Jose, played his college baseball at California and was selected in the fourth round by the Royals back in 2022. Overall on the year at High A Quad Cities, he's made 14 appearances, 13 of those starts, going 5-5 with a 3.95 ERA. That's 31 earned runs in 70 and two-thirds innings of work. Not a huge strikeout guy, 58 strikeouts over that span, but throws a ton of strikes, just 15 walks over those 70-plus innings of work. Last year it was much of the same for the right-hander, not issuing many walks. He was promoted from High A on Tuesday and traveled with the team here, and now makes his first appearance tonight, attacking with a fastball, slider, and a changeup mix. Last year was a pretty good season for him. He only tallied one start over five innings. So this year it's been longevity for the name of the game, and he's been much better, with his longest outing being seven innings. He's gone six innings or more in five starts as well. So the longevity there for Steven Zoback. He gets the ball tonight, and he goes against another right-hander, and Nick Krauth, who is 6-3 with a 5.07 ERA. Those six wins are tied for sixth in the Texas League with four other players, and two of those happen to be Rough Riders in Ryan Garcia and Steven Jennings. He struggled a bit in his last start coming back on the 4th of July here at Riders Field, but the offense backed him up, and the Riders were able to earn a win. But he's coming off of a month in June where he was unbelievably efficient, going 2-1 with a 3.04 ERA, pitching at least 5 2/3 in all four of those starts. Coming off the worst one of them, the final start in the month of June, he gave up four earned runs and matched that total his last time out, so he looks to get back on track. But as of late, over the last five or so weeks, Nick Krauth has been very dominant. He makes another start tonight for the Rough Riders, attacking with a four-seam fastball, sinker, cutter, curveball, sweeper, and a changeup. So a large pitch mix for Nick Krauth going against Zoback, who comes at you with just three pitches. It's the 23-year-old Zoback against the 24-year-old Krauth, both guys from California. And it should be a fun one. Here, game four of this six-game set. We'll step aside on the pregame show. And when we come back, you'll hear from Rough Riders infielder Alex DeGoti, part two of a two-part interview.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993. Or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You got part one of a two-part interview yesterday with Rough Riders infielder Alex DeGoti. We'll dive into part two right now, talking a little bit about his history with the game of baseball. You mentioned not being finished quite yet. This team, it seems like early on in games here as of late, the offense has been slow to get going, but it's that late-inning magic. Is there any rhyme or reason to that, or you just, you know, guys keep fighting?
Man, we play, what is it, 140 games in the minor leagues here? There's so many ups and downs that guys go through and teams go through. But what separates the best teams is that they can still win when they're not doing their best. And it's something that I like, that I've learned from coaches in the past, is that it's not always, it's not how good you're good, because everybody's good is good enough, but how good is your bad? And when you're not going good, like, can you still get something out of it and be productive? And I'm starting to notice that this team is pretty good, even though we're not playing at our best clip, but we're still getting something out of it and still winning ball games.
Yeah, that's the key to it all, is find a way to win even when you're not supposed to, and the Rough Riders have done that this year. Alex, let's go back to the beginning of your career. What was your first introduction to baseball?
At 4 years old? Is that what you want to know? Man, just playing with my older brother. My older brother's 4 years older than me. I remember just going out in the backyard, a little plastic bat, and one of those foam balls, and just swinging it all over the backyard, and him... We still talk about it to this day. He says that he got me right and ready to play in the big leagues because he used to be, quote-unquote, Nolan Ryan throwing at me. He used to get the ball and throw it as hard as he can at me, and I try to make contact with it. So it was that survival mode that I learned at a young age. But, man, I've been all over the country, in different countries playing baseball, and I wouldn't trade anything for it. I love this game and continue to love it as long as I'm here for, you know?
Well, traditionally this year for the Rough Riders, you've been a second baseman. I know you've played a multitude of positions. Do you have a spot that's necessarily your favorite? I know any spot that gets you in the lineup, you're happy to be in, but is there a spot defensively that you feel like fits you best?
I mean, I feel like I could play every position at a high level, and I've always had that belief in myself. Wherever they put me, I could play it at a high level and help my team win. At the end of the day, that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to play a position defensively and play it at a high level so that when the balls hit to you, it's an out. And I've always had that mindset that when the balls hit to me, it's going to be an out.
Love it. Alex, we'll leave you with this. A couple games left in this series. You guys get through this. Then it's to the All-Star break. Is there any special plans? Are you hanging around here? Are you going out of town? What's the plan for the All-Star break?
I'm going to head back home to see my family. I haven't seen them in a long time. And it's great that this time around my dad and my little brother are going to be in town. I'll be able to spend some time with them. They're usually, my brother's going to be an incoming freshman in college or the draft. And we'll see what happens here soon. The draft is actually starts on Sunday, and I get back on Monday. So who knows? Maybe he gets picked by one of these major league teams, and we get to celebrate while I'm back home. So we'll see.
Love it. That's Alex to go to you on the pregame show. We'll step aside, and when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, we'll get you the starting lineups for tonight's matchup.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back high atop Riders Field here in beautiful Frisco, Texas. A beautiful night for baseball. Let's get you set for first pitch about 5 minutes away. Game four of this six-game set alongside Zach Bigley. Luke Maley with you here on the pregame show for one last segment. Let's get to the starting lineups. First for the visitors, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals sitting at 7-8 in this second half and an even 500, 42-42 overall. It's Javier Baez, the left fielder tonight, leading things off for the Naturals. Behind him is Tyler Tolbert playing in center field. Both of them made up the middle infield for the majority of this series. Now both playing in the outfield. Tolbert manning center field and batting second. The third baseman, Josh Lester, will bat third after a night off. Rodolfo Duran is well back in the lineup. He'll do the catching tonight for Steven Zoback. Batting fifth is the second baseman, Peyton Wilson. Luca Tresh is the designated hitter. He'll bat sixth. Batting seventh is the right fielder, Diego Hernandez, followed by the first baseman, Dylan Schrum. Leonel Valera will play shortstop and round things out for the Naturals. Again, it is Vaz, Tolbert, Lester, Duranna Wilson, Tresh, Hernandez, Shrum, and Valera. And for the Rough Riders, who come in at 9-6 in the second half and 22 games above 500 at 53-31, managed by Carlos Cardoza, they line up as follows. It's Alejandro Osuna roaming center field and leading things off for Frisco, followed by the catcher Liam Hicks. Cody Freeman is the designated hitter tonight, and he bats third. Batting fourth is Josh Hatcher. He'll be the right fielder. The shortstop, Caber Rodriguez, homered last night. He's back in the lineup in the five spot. Aaron Zavala, the left fielder, will bat sixth, followed by Abimelech Ortiz, who'll man the one bag. Batting eighth is the second baseman, Maximo Acosta, and rounding things out for Carlos Cardoza's Rough Riders is the third baseman, Frainer Chavez. Again, for Frisco, it is Osuna, Hicks, Freeman, Hatcher, Rodriguez, Zavala, Ortiz, Acosta, and Chavez. Mentioned the battery tonight. Zoback going to work with Duran behind the dish. Steven Zoback making his Double-A debut tonight after an impressive start to his year at High A Quad Cities for the River Bandits, making 13 starts and going 5-5 with a 3.95 ERA. On the other side, Nick Krauth, the right-hander, gets the ball. Looking to right the ship a bit after a tough outing on the 4th of July, but mentioned the offense picked him up. That's been the story of this year. He has gotten a lot of run support for the Riders, over 6 runs a game. When he's on the hill, the Rough Riders offense loves backing up their right-hander in Nick Krauth, a 24-year-old, 6'3" righty from Concord, California. So Krauth gets the ball. Hicks behind the plate. Should be a lot of fun. Two pitchers that do things quite a bit different, but should be a ton of fun. Game four of this 6-game set just around the corner. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley will rejoin us and take us to first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Join the Rough Riders for a night centered around one of the most popular children's television shows, Bluey, from the show Bluey, will be on hand for meet and greets throughout the game as the Rough Riders host the Northwest Arkansas Naturals at 6.05 p.m. on Sunday, July 14th. The VIP meet and greet is sold out, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for a chance to meet your favorite dog and enjoy a day for the young ones with kid-centered themes, inflatables, and acts. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for 3 games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos.
catcher! A three-run walk-off homer!
Dives, and he made the grab!
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win!
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it, over the lazy river.
Go!
Have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness! What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
On a beautiful day for baseball, the Rough Riders are ready for game number four between the Northwest Arkansas Naturals and the Frisco Rough Riders. Hi, everybody, and we welcome you into Frisco, Texas, and up into the broadcast booth. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Yesterday, the Rough Riders fell 3-2, and Luke, only two runs on the offensive side from Macabre Rodriguez, two-run homer. But Nick Crouth is the starter today, and the Rough Riders certainly love to score when he's on the hill.
They certainly do. Over 6.5 runs a game for Nick Crouth when he's on the hill. The last time he faced this Northwest Arkansas team, it came last September, but the Riders put up 11 runs in a big win. He's been really good this year.
Now, looking forward to seeing Nick Crouth start today for the Rough Riders. He's been phenomenal on the season at times as he's leading the Rough Riders in quality starts this year. A 6-3 record, that is a perfect opportunity to look at the run support. The run support is that 6-3 record, a 5.07 ERA. The Concord, California native, as Luke mentioned, coming off a tough start in the 4th of July, allowing four runs over 4 1/3 innings on 9 hits, including a couple hit-by-pitches and a couple walks, but against this Northwest Arkansas team, looking to find success. And let's take a look at the lineup that he'll face for the Naturals. It's Javier Vaz leading things off. He has four hits in this series so far. Tyler Tolbert, Josh Lester, who has a home run in this series. It's Rodolfo Duran, Peyton Wilson, and Luca Trash in the middle, and Diego Hernandez, Dylan Trum, and Lionel Valera, the starting nine for the Naturals. And the defense that will back up Nick Crouth today. On the other side for the Riders, it's Aaron Zavala out in left, Alejandro Osuna in center, Josh Hatcher in right. Along the infield, Ranger Chavez, Caber Rodriguez, Max Acosta, and Abimelech Ortiz. And Liam Hicks does the catching today for Nick Crouth. We're ready for baseball here from Frisco. Hicks catching Crouth for the fifth time this season. And his 14 starts, including today. And just a perfect day, 92 degrees and sunny, 11-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left field, and Crouth brings in the game's first pitch. That's just low, and it's 1-0. We're underway here in Frisco. The sun shining up above, casting long shadows on this Friday night. 1-0 offering. It's low, and it's 2-0. Crouth comes at you with a very wide array of pitches. Four-seam sinker, cutter, curveball, sweeper, and changeup. And he'll mix them all in. He deals in the 2-0. That's just up and away, barely missing. It's 3-0 on Vaz. Austin Snow has our home plate umpiring today. Mickey Smith down the first base line, and Daniel Bytheway, our third base umpire. 3-0. Misses outside for ball four. It's a four-pitch walk with four very narrow misses for Crouth. Javier Vaz is aboard. Tyler Tolbert, the center fielder, stands in now. 2-for-13 in the series, just underway here in Frisco. Crouth, as mentioned, the team leader with five quality starts this year. He's been really good and gone deep in games, or struggled a little bit with his command as the pitch is bunted out in front of home. Hicks pounces on it. The catcher turns, throws onto first, and gets him. And Tolbert lays down the sacrifice to move Vaz up to second. Tolbert probably trying to bunt for a base hit there, but only bunted it a few feet out in front of home. He's retired at first base. Vaz down to second. Here's Josh Lester now. Lester hit his sixth home run of the season earlier in this series.
This is game four, with the Rough Riders trailing in the series 2-1. The offering is on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1 on Lester, the former major leaguer. Krauth, as Luke hinted to earlier, is making his third start against Northwest Arkansas, his first this season. Two other starts last year against them. He deals in the 0-1. Swing and a miss, and a good curveball down and in. It's 0-2. One at home, one on the road. He's 1-1 with a 5.56 ERA in those two starts, having allowed seven runs over 11 and a third innings, though in his start here at home against them, two runs allowed over seven and a third innings. 0-2, swing and a miss, struck him out. Curveball on the outside corner, and Nick Krauth has a strikeout on three pitches of Josh Lester. Two down in the first inning. Here's Rodolfo Duran. Baz remains at second base. Duran, the right-handed batter. Infield's plays slightly to pull for the catcher. Here's the stretch from Krauth in the first pitch. Fouled away down the right field line. It's 0-1. Duran got the day off yesterday, 2-for-8 with three RBIs in this series. Yesterday, it was a lot of missed opportunities for the Rough Riders in their 3-2 loss. The Naturals scored three runs in the first inning, and the Riders only managed two runs in the bottom of the seventh on a Caber Rodriguez two-run homer. A one offering. Duran smacks it into left center field. That sinks down for a base hit. Baz around third. He scores with no throw. And just like that, it's 1-0 Northwest Arkansas. Four runs in the last 2 days in the first inning for the Naturals. And Duran drives in his 41st run of the season. Only second on the team to Peyton Wilson with 42. A sacrifice bunt pays off, getting Baz down to second and into scoring position for Duran, who's been the best hitter on this team this season. Peyton Wilson stands in now, left-handed batter, and the offering. Shuttles across the outside corner for a strike with a slider. It's 0-1 on the second baseman. Wilson has been in the outfield all series and now in at second base. And Javier Vaz and Tyler Tolbert have been in the infield. They're now in the outfield today. A swing and a miss on the 0-1. It's 0-2. Krauth trying to get out of this first inning, allowing just the one run. He looks in for his sign. He's got it. And the right-hander readies, deals. Down and in. He hit him in the foot. A curveball, a hit-by-pitch on Peyton Wilson. And their runners now at first and second base with two down. Luca Tresh stands in. One nothing Northwest Arkansas. We play at the top of the first. Trash 2-for-8 in the series with the run batted in. The pitch. Swinging a foul off Hicks's glove back behind home. It's 0-1. The Riders yesterday in that 3-2 loss went 0-for-10 with runners in scoring position, and right before that Caber Rodriguez home run, Daniel Mateo was picked off at second base. So instead of a game-tying three-run homer, it was just a two-run homer to make it a one-run game, and the Riders couldn't push a run across. 0-1. Curveball popped up on the infield left side. It's Rodriguez under it, the shortstop. And with both heels on the outfield grass, he makes the catch to retire the side in the first inning. One run across, though, against Krauth on one hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. Bottom one coming up. Riders trailing the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud girl dad.
Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We make our way to the bottom of the first inning. The Rough Riders trailing the Naturals 1-0. And it's the Double-A debut on the mound for Steven Zoback, the right-hander native of San Jose, California. The Royals drafted him in 2022 out of the University of California in Berkeley in the fourth round, the 115th overall pick. Alejandro Osuna is set to lead it off for the Rough Riders. He'll be followed by Liam Hicks and Cody Freeman in the Rough Riders starting lineup today. There's the windback by Zoback in the pitch. And his first pitch at the Double-A level is just a hair inside at 95, and it's one ball and no strikes. Alejandro Osuna came into pinch hit yesterday late in the ballgame, got one at bat, the 1-0. Swinging a ground ball to the right side. A diving attempt by Wilson. He's got it, and he throws onto first, and Trump dropped it at first base. Osuna would have been out on a phenomenal play by Wilson. He dove to his left side and smothered it, but Trump just dropped it. It went in and out of his glove. Well, that'll be an E3, and Osuna safe at first. Oh, just an incredible play, and Shrum just reached too far to his right, and it went off the heel of his glove. So an error gets Osuna to first, and here's Liam Hicks, who grounds it foul down the right side of the first pitch, and it's 0-1. Hicks 3-for-9 in this series. Steven Zoback, 6'3", 185 pounds, the 23-year-old. With High A Quad Cities, made 14 appearances, 13 starts. Went 5-5 with a 3.95 ERA. Low strikeout numbers, but also low walk numbers. The pitch, Osuna takes off. There's a line shot deep into right center field. Hernandez going back. It's over his head all the way to the wall. Osuna easily around third across to score, and we're tied at one. RBI double for Liam Hicks. It's a brand new ball game in the bottom of the first inning. Liam Hicks hammering that ball into right center field. And Osuna, who took off on the pitch, was able to easily score from first base. He got a slider at the bottom of the zone and just laced it into right center field. So now Cody Freeman with a runner at second, nobody out, tied at one, the pitch. Freeman takes down and in, it's 1-0. Zoback only 15 walks in his 70 and two-thirds innings. A lot of strikes from the right-hander. He's ready from the stretch. And the 1-0. He fits that right over the heart of the plate for a strike with a changeup. It's 1-1. Just a three-pitch pitcher. Fastball, slider, and changeup. The fastball is said to have a lot of carry on it. A very good high spin rate fastball. He deals in the 1-1. And it's at the bottom of the zone for a strike at 96 miles an hour. It's one ball and two strikes on Freeman. Freeman 4-for-12 in the series with a double and four runs batted in. But he came up with Freiner Chavez at third base and a chance to win the game for the Rough Riders, or tied with a base hit. And he struck out to end the game yesterday. Tied at one. Here in the first inning, the 1-2. Chopper foul off Freeman's foot out towards shortstop. And still one ball and two strikes. Let's introduce you to the defense for the Royals affiliate while Freeman is trying to shake off that foul ball at the plate. It's Javier Vaz out in left field, Tyler Tolbert in center, and Diego Hernandez in right field. Josh Lester at third, Lando Valera is the shortstop. Peyton Wilson at second base, Dylan Strom at first, and Rodolfo Duran catches. Freeman taking a walk back behind the plate. Getting a practice swing in. Next double, he's at second base. And he says, I'm good to go. That is never fun when you get that foul ball off your foot or your shin, especially in the first inning. You got to deal with the pain the rest of the game. Freeman back in. One ball and two strikes on him. Right-hander's pitch. Swing and a miss. Went fastball up and away for strike three. So Freeman down on strikes. It's the first career double-A strikeout for Steven Zoback. One out, and here's Josh Hatcher. Tied at one, bottom of the first inning. Zoback had a really good month of June in four starts, a 3-0 record, and a 1.17 ERA for him. He readies from the belt and offers in to the left-handed batting Hatcher. It's below the zone with a changeup. One ball and no strikes. His last start in high A, though, on July 5th was not very pretty. He walked four. And over 3 2/3 innings, allowed five runs. A four season high for him. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Another changeup. This one on the inner edge, and it's 1-1. He didn't walk a single batter in all of June before those four walks in his most recent start in high A. All right, number 47 on his back here at the double-A level. 1-1. Breaking ball tapped off the plate up over the 6'3" pitcher. The shortstop Valera's got it. His throw to first is not in time. Hatcher beats it out. Hicks down to third, and the Rough Riders with their second hit today in the first inning. Hatcher beat that slider right down into the ground. A Baltimore chop up over the pitcher Zoback. And Valera made a nice play to come in and grab it and throw to first, but Hatcher too fast. So runners cornered for the Rough Riders with one out here in the first inning. Here's Caber Rodriguez. First pitch, Hatcher takes off. It's inside. Throw down to second. Not in time. Hatcher steals the base. His 11th of the season in 15 attempts. And the Rough Riders now have two in scoring position. First pitch slider from Zoback inside. Rodriguez an opportunity to give the Riders the lead and add a little cushion with a base hit. The pitch. He takes inside. Two balls, no strikes. Rodriguez providing all the offense yesterday for the Riders. A 1-for-5 day with a two-run homer. His fourth home run of the season and his first here in this building this year. 2-0 pitch. He swings and tees off into left center field, heading toward the alley. It's down off the warning track up against the fence. Hicks and Hatcher both around. They both score. It's another early RBI hit for Caber Rodriguez. It's now 3-1. Rough Riders out in front in the first inning. Got a hanging slider right in the middle of the plate. And hammered it into left center field at 101 miles an hour exit velocity. Caber Rodriguez picking up both runners in scoring position, and the Rough Riders, after falling behind early, have now taken the lead with three runs of their own in the first. Rodriguez with a two-run double. Here's Aaron Zavala, sixth man up to the plate in the inning for the Riders, and Larry Carter, the pitching coach, is out to chat. Zavala 3-for-12 in the series, with all three of those hits coming in game two. His first three-hit game in a while in the first multi-extra base hit game in over a calendar year. Trying to tap into a little bit more of that now. Riders with three hits in this inning, two doubles. First pitch. He swings and hits it in the air down the left side. It falls in, base hit. Rodriguez stopped at third, and Aaron Zavala with the Riders' fourth hit in the first inning. Riders with runners on the corners again with one out. Zavala attacking the first pitch, a fastball on the inner edge and just lofting it into shallow left field. The Riders a 3-1 lead, and here's Abimelech Ortiz. At the high A level, lefties actually hit worse against Zoback than right-handers did. Just a little bit. But lefties having no trouble here against him in the first. The pitch. Up and in. Ortiz shies away from the fastball. It's one ball and no strikes. Three runs on four hits and an error for the Riders in this first inning against Zoback. He readies and brings it. On the inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. The good news for Zoback, if there is something you want to take out of it, is that he hasn't thrown many pitches. The longest at bat is five pitches so far against him. He sets, and the 1-1. Fouled back off Ortiz's bat back behind home, and it's one ball and two strikes. The only problem is he's fallen behind a lot of the Riders hitters. Just first pitch strikes on two out of the seven. So Frisco has gotten in some pretty favorable hitting counts and been able to take advantage. Here's the stretch, and the right-hander's 1-2. Inside on Ortiz, nearly took a chunk out of his shin. Two balls and two strikes. Full side shift on the infield against Ortiz, who's 4-for-11 in the series, and he has a three-hit game in the set. Back in game two. Time called. Ortiz steps out. Zavala has good speed at first, and just like we saw with Josh Hatcher, might take off at some point in this at-bat. There he goes, the pitch. Fouled away down the left side. Two balls and two strikes still on Ortiz. The Riders have not been shy about being aggressive on the base paths. It's not just in stolen bases, though. They've done a wonderful job taking the extra base, being smart and aggressive with their base running. 2-2. Ortiz lines it in the left center field, and it's down. Rodriguez in to score. It's 4-1 Riders. Abby Ortiz singling to the opposite field and picking up the RBI. It's a hit parade for the Riders in the first inning. Zavala up to second base. It's 4-0 Frisco. Eighth man up in the inning for the Riders. Max Acosta stands in. Still just one out. Four consecutive hits for the Riders, five in the inning. First pitch. Acosta takes up and in. 1-0. 1-for-7 in the series of the walk. The Riders had two runs on eight hits yesterday. They have four runs on five hits in the first inning today. The pitch. Chopped on the ground to third. Lester's got it on to second for one. The throw to first is just in time for a double play. It's 5-4-3. And Zoback is done in his first career double-A inning. But what an inning it was for the Rough Riders. Four runs on five hits, an error, and one left on. They lead it 4-1 to the top of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat.
But you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Quite the early offensive outburst from both these teams. Five combined runs in the first inning. The Riders lead it 4-1 into the second. Diego Hernandez, Dylan Shrum, and Leonel Valera, the three due up against Nick Kraut in the second inning. It's the bottom third of the order. Hernandez 1-for-8 in the series, the left-handed batter. Krauth allowed a run on just one hit in that first inning, walking and hitting a batter. And the first offering is down and in with a first pitch fastball. It's one ball and no strikes. Krauth with just 14 pitches in that first. The 1-0. He dips it on the inside corner for a strike. And one ball and one strike. Krauth, a quick worker. He rocks in with the 1-1. That's up and away, 2-1. The Riders in a good position now to hopefully tie up this series after just one inning. Here's the wind of the pitch. Swing and a miss on the upper edge, outside corner. 2-2. Going into yesterday's game, the Riders in their last five were averaging almost 7 runs a game. And after scoring 2 runs last night, a couple different things line up pretty well for Nick Kraut on the mound. 2-2 pitch. Drilled into right center field. Hatcher going back, and he reaches out. It's just out of his reach. Passed him all the way to the fence. Hernandez up to second base. He stomps on the brakes right there. A double. Dylan Shrum bats now. A breaking ball at the bottom of the zone, and he hammered it just out of Hatcher's reach. This season, when Krauth is on the mound, the Rough Riders, for whatever reason, love to score. There's a look in by the right-hander. He readies, and he brings it into Shrum. Up and in. On a breaking pitch, and it's 1-0. Riders are averaging just under 7 runs a game on the offensive side when Kraut takes them out. He fires. That's low and outside, 2-0. And so that's led to his 6 wins, which lead the team, despite his over 5 ERA. After missing with the first 2 pitches, Nick Kraut gets a visit from both Gabriel Rodriguez and Liam Hicks. Rough Riders leading it 4-1 in this second inning. Hicks back behind the plate. So good to see after the Riders went 0-for-10 with runners in scoring position yesterday to pick up all those hits in the first. 4-for-6 with runners in scoring position in that first inning. Kraut readies. 2-0. Tapper off the plate, out in front of the plate. Kraut comes up to bare hand and throw him out. Diego Hernandez stayed at second base there for some reason. And so Kraut gets the out without Shrum advancing the runner. The Riders will take it. Now one down, and here's Leonel Valera. 4-1 Riders. Top of the second inning. Valera, the right-handed batter, has been really good against left-handed pitching this year, but struggled against right-handed pitching. And the offering home. It flicks across the outside corner. A strike with a fastball. It's 0-1. Righties against Valera, he's just hitting 194 with a 500 OPS. Against lefties, though, hitting 280 with a 700 OPS. The pitch, that's low and outside. It's one ball and one strike. So much better against left-handed pitching, and good thing for the Riders, Grouth is a right-hander. It's a gorgeous day here in Frisco. We've had wonderful weather throughout this series. It's been in the low 90s every day. 1-1 pitch. Line toward second. Acosta makes the catch. Throw to second. Got him. Double play. Acosta and Rodriguez combined for the 4-6 double play. And the Riders, just like that, are out of the second inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left on base. Bottom two coming up. It's 4-1 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
One and two due up for the Rough Riders in the second inning. After a four-run bottom of the first, they lead it 4-1, and we'll see what the second inning has in store. Steven Zoback back on for his second inning of work, and the first pitch to the switch hitter, Frenier Chavez. That's on the outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Chavez 2-for-4 in the series through his two games. Yesterday, he got on board all four trips with two walks and two hits. The 0-1. He flicks it in the air down the left side. It just drifts foul, and it's 0-2. Steven Zoback will be the first to tell you it probably wasn't his best inning in that first. He threw 24 pitches, surrendering 5 hits and 4 runs. He rocks in the 0-2. And misses upstairs, and it's 1-2. He certainly has had much better innings over the course of his minor league career, but he didn't throw many innings during his career in college. He winds in the 1-2. Check swing and a foul into Duran's glove, strike 3. No, Chavez strikes out. Second strikeout for Zoback today. One away in the second, and here's Alejandro Osuna back to the top of the card for the Riders. 4-1 Frisco. Zoback began his career as a two-way player at Cal. He rocks into his wind here and offers home. This is low and outside of the dirt. It's 1-0. And it's often that a lot of guys, especially when they're going for baseball, will go without knowing anybody at school. That wasn't the case for Zoback, the San Jose native, not too far away from Berkeley. The 1-0. Fouled straight back, and it's 1-1. Both he and his twin sister, Casey, attended Cal, and they both ended up playing diamond sports there, as Casey was a very good player on the softball team. Those two best friends throughout college and still very close now. Here's the wind back and the 1-1 on the way. Fouled back. Ball and 2 strikes on Osuna. Casey not playing professional softball, currently a real estate agent in the San Jose area. I'm sure those two still keep in touch and are very close today. 1-2. Up and outside. Two balls and two strikes. Zoback, a late riser throughout his final year at Berkeley, completely abandoning the position player side. 2-2. Osuna cranks it into right center field. Tolbert on the run. It's down. He cuts it off in the alley. Osuna a wide turnaround first, but he stops on the brakes. And he's back in at first base with a single. The Riders with their sixth hit off the 6'3" right-hander. Liam Hicks stands in now, who roped an RBI double into right center his last time up. Riders lead it 4-1. Bottom half of the second. Zoback ready from the stretch, and he deals. That misses away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Another one of those guys who in college, if you look at it just very quickly, probably didn't have the best numbers on the pitching side of things, but really opened a lot of eyes with his stuff, and especially his command. Throw over to first, not in time. It's very rare that you see guys at that level who are so talented, but can get up on the mound as a full-time pitcher for the first time and really throw as many strikes as Zoback has over the course of his career. He deals. That one's fouled away back behind home. It's a ball and a strike on Hicks. Zoback last year in 2023, his first full professional season, in 90 and two-thirds innings, he walked just 24 batters. And this season, he's done really well for himself in the walk department as well. Just those 15 walks in 70 and two-thirds innings. He readies, whips in the 1-1. Fouled back. Hicks behind 1-2. So when you can have that kind of command, that will certainly raise a lot of eyebrows. And while some people think Zoback, who's the number 23 prospect in the Royals organization, profiles more as a reliever with his three-pitch mix, trying to make his way up here as a starter in his Double-A debut tonight. Ball got loose out beyond left field onto the warning track, and Javier Vaz had to go collect it and toss it up onto the berm. 1-2 on Hicks with one out. Runner at first base. Osuna takes his lead. 1-2, Osuna takes off. There's a fly ball into left center field. Vaz coming in. He's there to make the catch. He slings it back in, and Osuna is back into first. And now they go over and tap second base just to make sure. Osuna retouched it when he rounded, and he did. Fly out to left field for Liam Hicks. Two down in the second inning. Cody Freeman makes his way to the plate. Freeman, a strikeout victim in the first inning. Slight pull side shift on the infield against him. First pitch. That's low and outside, 1-0. Riders exploding for those four runs in the first inning. Done a wonderful job this season overall at scoring in the first, and when they've done it, they've usually done it in bunches. 1-0. Below the zone. Two balls, no strikes, missing with the heater. It's an extremely high spin rate fastball with a lot of good vertical movement on it, so a rising four-seam fastball, if you will. Freeman has struggled at times with a high fastball this year. 2-0 offering on the way. Osuna takes off, pitches high, throw down to second, is right on the money but skips away. Is just dropped by Peyton Wilson, the second baseman, and Osuna's got the stolen bag. His second here at the Double-A level. Three balls and no strikes on Freeman now with a runner in scoring position and two down. Perfect pitch for Duran to throw on, and he delivered a gorgeous throw, but Wilson just dropped it. So three balls and no strikes. The pitch. On the outside corner, Right at the knees for a strike with the heater. 3-1. Josh Hatcher waiting on deck if we get that far. Three-one pitch. Oh, and outside, ball four. A rare walk for Zoback. Runners at first and second, two down. Josh Hatcher, the hitter now for the Riders. A lot of base traffic for the Riders in the early part of this game. Trying to tack on to their three-run advantage here in the second. The pitch. A line drive in a left field. That one's down. Osuna getting the wave around third. The throw goes through, not in time. Now the throw to second. Hatcher's caught in a rundown. Freeman coming home, and Hatcher is tagged out before Freeman can score. The inning is over. It's an RBI single, though, for Josh Hatcher. It's now 5-1 Riders. We go to the top of the third next. Luke Maley on the mic when we come back. Riders adding on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Join the Rough Riders for a night centered around one of the most popular children's television shows, Bluey, from the show Bluey. We'll be on hand for meet and greets throughout the game as the Rough Riders host the Northwest Arkansas Naturals at 6.05 p.m. on Sunday, July 14th. The VIP meet and greet is sold out, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for a chance to meet your favorite dog and enjoy a day for the young ones with kid-centered themes, inflatables, and acts. Let's ride.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bills she can't front, her parents paid
it. The show was fun. Top of the third inning, Rough Riders out in front, 5-1 over the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, and it's the top of the order due up against Nick Kraut the second time through. It's Javier Vaz, Tyler Tolbert, and Josh Lester due up. And the first pitch to Vaz, a breaking ball, called a strike on the outer edge. Nick Kraut settled in and picked up a 1-2-3 inning with a double play in the last inning of work. He gets a wave and a miss on another breaking ball. Nothing in two on the left-handed hitting left fielder, Javier Vaz. Nick Kraut's journey to Frisco is a very interesting one. You go all the way back to a very successful high school career at Northgate High School in Walnut Creek, California. So here comes the 0-2, and that one skips in a bit inside. Ball and two strikes. He elected to play his first season of college baseball at the University of New Mexico back in 2018. And when he went on his visit there, he had a very interesting guide around campus, as here's a ground ball to the shortstop Rodriguez. He collects and delivers to Ortiz, one away. On the 6-3 ground down by Javier Vaz. He was led around campus on his visit by former Rough Rider and current Boston Red Sox, Justin Slayton, who's off to a great start this year. 5-2 with a 3.38 ERA across 31 games. And unfortunately for Slayton, today he was placed on the injured list. Right-hander rocks and delivers to Tolbert, and the first offering is called a strike. Kraut just spent a season at New Mexico before transferring to Diablo Valley College in Pleasant Valley, California. The 0-1 misses down and away, again with that breaking ball. where he had a lot of success, going 5-4 with a 2-2 ERA. After that year, he was contemplating where he wanted to play ball as he rocks home and misses again outside with that curveball. And he was in the car driving, and all of a sudden a notification popped up on his phone, and it was an Instagram message. He clicked on it, and it was an assistant coach there at UConn. Foul ball back to the screen. It pulls even at 2-2. Krauth opened a dialect with one of the coaches there with UConn and decided that's where he was going to go. Went there in 2020. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Krauth's got himself his second strikeout in the second out of this third inning. So he goes to UConn, has a successful time there. It was the short season due to COVID. But across his four starts, he went 4-0 with a 0.36 ERA. And that draft year was a shortened draft. So he went undrafted, but then signed with the Rangers. Pitch home, and here's a ground ball. Over to the right side, it's Aaron Zavala, the right fielder who was there to corral it, but he mishandled it on the transfer. Aaron Zavala playing left field tonight with a dramatic shift on. We've seen them do that a couple times, but for the most part, it's been the right fielder coming in to fill that hole on the right side of the infield. That time it was Aaron Zavala, the left fielder, playing essentially second base.
He played second base in college a little bit. They figure he's the right guy to do it, but just couldn't get the transfer. Too big of a glove, probably.
Couldn't find it. Here's a ground ball. Foul ball off the front foot of Duran. And he's down in a crouch. That one never feels too good. Cody Freeman got a taste of that medicine in the first inning for the Riders. A four-run first. Hopefully Duran okay. As a catcher, a bit used to that. No matter how you chop it up, it never feels good. If you're watching on MILB TV, you can see just caught that front leg. And heard the example quite a few times that that's like walking into the garage, picking up a hammer, and banging it off your shin.
Wouldn't recommend doing that.
Does not feel good.
Yeah. Have you done that before?
I have not. I've taken a foul ball or two in my day, but
yeah,
never intentionally hit myself with a hammer.
Then how would you know?
I wouldn't know. It's all based on trust. That's just what I've been told. Right-hander rocks and delivers. There's a liner down the right field line, and it is a fair ball rolling into the right field corner. Hatcher over to grab it. Lester rounding third. He's getting the wave home. Here comes the throw to the plate. On line. Not in time. Acosta delivered a strike to Hicks, but just a smidge too late. And Josh Lester comes around to score on the RBI double from Rodolfo Duran. A well-hit ball, 97 off the bat. And Duran, likely still feeling a bit of that pain, but it certainly feels better when you pull in with an RBI two-bagger. It's 5-2 Frisco still. And in steps Peyton Wilson with a runner in scoring position and two gone. The Riders out in front 5-2. Krauth rocks and delivers. And he caught the outer edge for a called strike one on the left-handed hitting second baseman, Peyton Wilson, who spent most of this series roaming the outfield. Seen him in left. We've seen him in right. Now playing second base tonight. Right-hander kicks and fires and misses down and away. Again with the breaking ball. Even at a ball and a strike. Mentioned Nick Krauth ended up signing in 2020 with the Texas Rangers organization. And he just narrowly missed finding the Texas League with his brother. Pitch home, and that one rocketed to deep right field. Hatcher going back, and it's off the base of the wall. One run will score. Duran from second base. The throw goes to second. It's back-to-back doubles against Nick Krauth here in the top of the third. And the Naturals have closed the gap. It's 5-3 Rough Riders. But Nick's brother, Ben, pitched for the Kansas Jayhawks across his college career. And in 2022, he's with the San Antonio Missions. At the same time, Nick was in High A with Hickory. In the following year, Nick got the bump to Frisco, playing here all of last season. Right-hander rocks and fires, and a first pitch spinner misses a bit inside to Luke Gutresh. And after the 2022 season, his brother Ben ended up being released by the Padres organization and elected to retire. So they just narrowly missed playing against each other at the professional level. Right-hander kicks and fires. And he misses downstairs again with a breaking ball. Two balls and no strikes on the right-handed hitting designated hitter. Mentioned throughout this one, Krauth has been gifted a ton of run support from the Rough Riders offense this year. Right-hander kicks and fires. There's a swing and a miss. Sticking with the off-speed. Two balls and a strike with two gone and a runner at second base. Already two runs in the inning. Both scoring on RBI doubles. Wilson at second. Krauth kicks and fires. And the pitch home to Tresh runs down and away. It's a hitter's count. 3-1 for Luca Tresh. Who popped out to Caber Rodriguez to end the first inning. Krauth has gotten over 6.5 runs of support and mentioned in the pregame show. Right-hander rocks and fires. Here's a looper into left center field. Osuna ranging in, and he's there to make the grab above his ball cap. And the inning is over. But Northwest Arkansas narrows the gap. It's 5-3, courtesy of two runs coming on two hits, both doubles, one error, and they leave one stranded. We end the last of the third inning on the Riders Baseball Network. It's the Rough Riders out in front of the Naturals, 5-3. You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Steven Zoback toes the rubber against Caber Rodriguez, who tagged him for a two-run double the last time, and the first pitch glides over the top of the strike zone. The fastball called strike one. 0-1 on the right-handed hitting shortstop. Rodriguez delivered the big blow in that first inning, a four-run first, and he shoots one to the right side, out of play. Falls behind, nothing in two. Well, tonight the Rough Riders against the right-hander Zoback, making his double-A debut, have struck in each of the first two frames, four in the first, one in the second. You look across this series, and in the first three games, the earliest the Rough Riders scored was on Wednesday, the Rough Riders winning 10-5. The pitch home, the 0-2 is smacked onto the right side, a foul ball. The Rough Riders scored four runs in the fourth inning of Wednesday's 10-5 win, and that's the earliest before tonight that they were able to score. Back in game one, they were held to just one run, and it came on a solo homer in the eighth by Alejandro Osuna. Last night, the two runs they scored came in the seventh inning on a two-run homer by Rodriguez, who fouls one back off to the right side, and that'll find the seats. It remains nothing at two. So the Rough Riders with a change of pace. Early in the year, they were tremendous in the early innings, specifically the first, but have cooled off as of late. Rodriguez takes on the outer edge of a fastball called strike three, and he becomes the first out of this bottom of the third inning. Rough Riders out in front, 5-3. They've scored five runs on seven hits, including a span in that first inning where they notched four consecutive hits. We're in the heart of that at the moment. Aaron Zavala tagged the third consecutive hit before Bimelec Ortiz singled to cap off that four straight. Zavala takes down and in with a fastball for ball one. Zomac has picked up a strikeout in each of his three innings of work. Righty kicks and fires, and Zavala late on a fastball away from the left-handed hitter. And that evens things, 1-1. Zavala had himself a pretty good night here in this series as he hits one high in the air out to deep right center field, but hanging up for Tolbert to range over into the right center field alleyway. He's there to make a catch above his hat, and there's two gone. Obimelec Ortiz will dig in. Aaron Zavala mentioned had himself a three-hit night just a couple of nights ago. Marked the first for him since May 7th. And has really found his swing. Mentioned over the course of the year he's had trouble pulling the baseball. As Ortiz pulls one on the ground right side and off the facing of the Naturals dugout on the first base side. Nothing in one. And then went through a stretch for Zavala where he was hitting the ball hard but all foul on that pull side. So Ortiz takes downstairs for ball one. Even in a ball and a strike on the righty and lefty matchup. Right-handed hurler Zoback, left-handed slugger and first baseman Abimelec Ortiz. The 1-1 is hit in the air, left side and foul ground. Lester giving chase. He's at the track and it bounces into the second row. Ortiz will have to shorten up in a two-strike count. Here this week, Abimelec Ortiz has played now in all four games of the series. Entered tonight with a 364 average across those three games, and he laces one over the first baseman Shrum's head. It's down. A second hit tonight for Abimelec Ortiz, who has seemingly found his swing. In a two-strike count, he goes easy with it and lofts it over the first baseman's head, and it dunks in a base hit. The Rough Riders have a two-out base runner against Steven Zobet. They've picked up at least one hit in every inning to this point against the right-hander. And here's Max Acosta, who bounced into an inning-ending 5-4-3 double play his first time up. That came in the first inning. The righty awaits the pitch, and it misses down and away. For Zoback, fastball, slider, changeup. Heavily reliant on that fastball. It's got a lot of ride to it. Right-hander with his tan glove at the chest. Kicks and fires. This one laced in a deep left field, sending Vaz back. It is off the base of the wall. Ortiz chugging around third. He gets the wave from Cardoza. It's an RBI double for Max Acosta and the Riders. Have extended their lead to 6-3. And even 100 miles an hour off the bat, and Max Acosta joins the party. The Riders now have scored in all three frames against the right-hander making his double-A debut in Steven Zoback. In steps Franier Chavez at the bottom of the card for the Rough Riders. Chavez has reached in five consecutive games. He's walked in four straight. Pitch home. He watches a called strike, a fastball on the outer edge to the left-handed hitter. Chavez, switch hitter. And against the righty, batting from the left side. And over these last four games, Chavez has been an on-base machine, reaching 10 times. Pitch home, in on the hands, called a ball. Fastball at 94, evens the count, a ball and a strike. Acosta, after the RBI double, stands at second base. Zobac working from the stretch with the top of the Riders' order looming with two gone here in the frame. The 1-1 on its way. Swing and a miss by Chavi. Chased an elevated fastball. Really nice pitch from Zobac. Not necessarily in the zone, but a borderline pitch that, especially in a two-strike count, Chavez is likely to pull the trigger on. He went after it in the 1-1 count, now falls behind a ball and two strikes. Chavi today is 0-for-1 with a punch-out. Got let off the second inning. Right-hander kicks high and comes home, and a broken bat liner to first base. Trum is there to snare it before it hits the infield dirt, and the inning is over. Chavi lines out to end the threat, but the Riders get another run. And it comes on two hits, highlighted by Max Acosta's RBI double. No errors, and one stranded in the third. We've played three from Riders Field. We head to the top of the fourth. Naturals due up. It's the Riders out in front, 6-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
It's Diego Hernandez to lead off the top of the fourth inning. The 7-8-9 batters to face Nick Krauth. The Riders clinging to a 6-3 lead, and the first offering is called a strike on the inner edge to the left-handed hitting right fielder. Hernandez doubled his last time up, but then was doubled up at second base on a line drive as he sends the second offering foul down the right field line. Crowd ahead. No balls in two strikes. Slight pull side shift on for the Rough Riders infield. Not a dramatic one. The outfield relatively straight up with Alejandro Osuna in center, shadow to the right. Wave and a foul ball. Did Hicks grab it? He did. What a snag by the Rough Riders catcher to pick up the strikeout. Liam Hicks leapt out of his crouch and was able to snag it before it hit the ground. And he fires down to third. Nick Krauth's third strikeout now. He's also picked up one in each inning. Or check that. Did not get one in that second inning. Pitch home. Called strike to Dylan Shrum. Shrum grounded back to Nick Krauth his first time up. Pitch home, and it runs well outside. Evens things. And a ball and a strike. Six-pitch mix for the right-hander, and he comes home. There's the breaking ball. Curveball swung on and missed. That ground out back to Krauth was a nice play by the Rough Riders starting pitcher. Charged in, barehanded, and delivered a strike to Ortiz to pick up a big second out. That one in the dirt, gloved by Hicks. Two balls and two strikes now on the Naturals' first baseman. Well, that's a lot of pop in that right-handed swing. 11 homers on the year. Shrum hitting 242 with those 11 homers. He chops one foul into the Rough Riders' dugout on the third base side. 797 OPS for Dylan Shrum. Semi-rare these days to see guys that hit right-handed and throw left-handed. See a lot of left-handed hitters that throw right-handed. Righty kicks and fires. Here's a tapper soft to the third baseman. It's Franer Chavez who throws across his body in time for out number two. Two up, two down for Nick Kraut here in the fourth. That's how he started the third inning as well. But an error followed by back-to-back doubles manufactured a pair of runs for the Naturals. Here's Leono Valera, who was the one that lined into that double play in the second. Lined it to Max Acosta, who delivered to Ortiz to get Hernandez at second base. Valera fouls the first offering back to the screen, 0-1. Valera across three games now, including tonight in the series. He's 3-for-5. He has a double, an RBI, a run scored. Had the night off last night. Right-hander awaits the offering, the 0-1. Curveball caught a strike at the bottom of the zone. And Kraut again had nothing in two. He's been really good in the last couple of innings, jumping ahead of batters. The 0-2 on its way, cut on and missed. Back-to-back curveballs, and Nick Kraut has himself strikeout number four. It comes on three pitches. No runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We end the last of the fourth inning. Rough Riders out in front of the Naturals, 6-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our Punctua plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros, call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the fourth inning. It's the top of the lineup for the Rough Riders. Osuna, Hicks, and Freeman do up against the new arm. Steven Zoback is done. Number 47 in his double-A debut is out, and relieving him is number 46, Cruz Noriega. And his first pitch glides across the outer edge, a fastball at 94, called a strike on the left-handed hitting Osuna. Noriega, right-hander, rocks and fires, and he misses outside this time, or rather called a strike. 94 just clipped the outer edge. A delayed call from Austin Snow, but right on the black, the outer part of the plate. Right-hander, a high leg kick. He comes home. Again, outside. That time didn't get the call. Missed just a bit outside.
Noriega, a 26-year-old from Venezuela, making his 21st appearance of the year. He is 5-1 with a 3.77 ERA. He did make one start earlier this season. And as a reliever, he's worked a lot of innings. So it's been some long relief outings for him. 43 innings of work across those 20 appearances. His longest outing of the year has been 3 1/3 innings, but he's worked a lot of three-inning games, and he'll likely be asked to do something of that sort tonight. The 1-2 taken by Osuna. It just misses outside. A changeup that time. 2-2. Noriega rocks and fires, and the 2-2 is fouled off to the left. The right-hander opened the month against Springfield as part of that home-and-home. At home at Arvest Ballpark there in Northwest Arkansas, pitched 2 scoreless frames as he delivers upstairs a fastball, and Osuna works the count to full at 3-2. So he went 2 scoreless, hitless innings with 4 strikeouts against Springfield at home, and then they traveled on the 4th of July to come to Springfield as he misses outside, a professional at-bat from Osuna as he works the leadoff walk. But on the 6th, on the road at Hammonds Field in Springfield, he took the loss, tossing an inning and a third, and got tagged for 3 earned runs. It came on 3 hits, a walk, and no strikeouts. That was a save opportunity for him when he came in and ended up walking away with a blown save in the loss. Osuna over there at first base. He's reached all 3 times tonight. The pitch home to Liam Hicks. Just missed outside. A changeup from Noriega. Righty on lefty matchup with a left-handed hitting catcher in Liam Hicks. Osuna's already swiped a bag tonight. He stays put at first, and the pitch misses downstairs. Back-to-back changeups from Noriega, and it's 2-0. Right-hander set. He rocks and fires. And just misses downstairs with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. So after walking Osuna on a 3-2 pitch, it's now 3-0 to Liam Hicks. 10 pitches for Noriega, only 3 strikes, and he misses again. A 4-pitch walk, back-to-back walks issued by Noriega to open his outing, and the Riders have a pair on with nobody out. The final line for Steven Zoback in his Double-A debut, not how he would have liked it to go. 3 innings, allowing 9 hits, 6 runs, 5 of those earned. No homers, issuing 1 walk and 3 strikeouts. There's Larry Carter, the pitching coach, out on the hill to talk things over with Noriega. It's the heart of the lineup coming up for the Rough Riders. Cody Freeman, Josh Hatcher behind him, and Caber Rodriguez. Cody Freeman reached his last time with a walk, but was stranded at third base. Struck out his first time up, facing Noriega for the first time. What a stretch it's been for Cody Freeman. Had himself a 9-game hitting streak that came to a close on the first of the month, back on July 1st, went 0-for, and then has picked it right back up. He just continues to hit. He now has himself an 8-game hitting streak. So he's successfully hit in 17 of his last 18 games. Looking for his first hit tonight. Osuna at second, Hicks behind him at first. Both reached via the walk. And the first pitch from Noriega skips in and knocked down by the catcher Duran. We have some ball 6 chance going on. I'm going to go out on a limb, Zach, and say that's Texas A&M fans.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we both know who's doing that.
The 1-0 on its way, and that'll silence the crowd. It's a called strike. 95 with a fastball on the inner edge to the right-handed hitting designated hitter tonight, the everyday third baseman for the Rough Riders, Cody Freeman. We've seen him more at second base as of late, but in the DH spot tonight. Noriega rocks. Freeman asks for time, and he was granted it just before the pitch. And they're going to tag Noriega with a pitch clock violation, so Freeman was just quick to hop out of the box. 2-1. Freeman now ahead. After the pitch clock violation, two balls and a strike on the right-handed hitter. The 2-1 on its way, and that runs inside. A changeup. And Noriega falls behind, three balls and a strike. There's been a theme in this series, and it's been the relievers for Northwest Arkansas struggling to throw strikes. The Rough Riders nearly took advantage of it last night. Pitch home, and that one called a strike on the outer third. And Freeman will have the green light and a 3-2 count. Last night, walks almost came back to bite the bullpen for Northwest Arkansas. But some poor base running by the Rough Riders turned what would have been a 3-run homer to tie the game by Caber Rodriguez into a 2-run homer. And that's where the final score came to be. 3-2. It was 3 runs in the first inning for Northwest Arkansas last night. Here comes the payoff pitch, and Freeman smacks it on the ground left side. A foul ball. We'll reset and do the 3-2 all over again. Rough Riders out in front of the Naturals 6-3. They've scored in each inning to this point. 4 in the first and 1 in both the second and the third. Working here in the fourth, they've got another opportunity with Osuna at second, Hicks behind him at first, and nobody out. Cody Freeman at the dish at a 3-2 count. Noriega's payoff pitch is smacked foul on the right side into the seats. 95 with a fastball over the heart of the plate, and Freeman just spoiled it. Pitch home, and Freeman laces it down the left field line. A fair ball. That'll roll into the corner. Osuna will score standing up. Hicks getting the stop sign, now getting the wave, but he missed it. From Carlos Cardoza, it looked like Liam Hicks maybe missed the bag. He was being held up and trying to shut things down, rounding third base. And then Cardoza gave him the wave. And Hicksy didn't quite see it, but it's an RBI knock for Cody Freeman.
I think he saw Vaz bobble it in the corner, and he threw up the stop sign and then started to wave him again. And that's tough once Hicks stops the momentum to get it going again. So with nobody out, you're okay with second and third.
It is second and third, nobody out. Here's Josh Hatcher, and he laces one to center. That'll drop down in front of Tolbert. One run in, Freeman moving to third, and the Riders have extended their lead. It's 8-3 Frisco. They've scored in every inning, and there's still nobody out. Josh Hatcher now 3-for-3 with a pair of RBI. And here comes Caber Rodriguez with two aboard at the corners. And the Riders well out in front, 8-3.
And now, after going 0-for-10 with runners in scoring position yesterday, through not even 4 complete innings, the Riders are 7-for-10 with runners in scoring position.
Unbelievable numbers. The right-hander rocks and deals, and the first pitch to Rodriguez is called a strike. Just caught the bottom of the zone with a fastball.
It's unsustainable.
Certainly so. Everything always comes back to the middle, right?
Law of averages, right?
This sort of night, it regresses back to the mean. And then a night like last night, it all comes full circle. Pickoff move, and Hatcher back in safely on a dime at first base. 3 hits tonight for Josh Hatcher. Caber Rodriguez is One for two. He struck out looking his last time up, but provided a two-run double in the first inning. Also homered last night. The pitch home. Smacked in the air right side, a foul ball.
And there are so many numbers you can look at already. Every Riders hitter is reached except for Franmer Chavez in the nine spot. Cody Freeman now extending his hitting streak to nine games. Riders have four doubles through four innings already. A lot of stuff going right for Frisco tonight.
Certainly so. Rodriguez, an 0-2 pitch, and he smacks it down the right field line, but into the seats. Well, it leads perfectly into what Carlos Cardoza had to say prior to tonight's game. You know, at the minor league level, all these guys' main goal is to get to the big leagues. But this is a group that plays for each other. They try to play the game the right way and get wins as Rodriguez waves and misses at an elevated fastball. And he strikes out for out number one. But Carlos Cardoza, prior to today's game, said it was refreshing to see after a night last night where they didn't execute their game plan, that after the game, everybody, the coaching staff, the players themselves, were pretty agitated. They were frustrated that that wasn't a win. Pitch home, and Zavala waves and misses over the top of a fastball. It was the little things last night that did the Rough Riders in. They ended up losing 3-2. All three of those runs coming in the first inning, and the game plan was to be a little more curveball dominant for Ben Anderson. They didn't do it. A pitch home is fouled back to the screen, and it's 0-2 on Aaron Zavala. And then in the second inning, they made that adjustment and put up zeros the remainder of the night on the mound. And then the base running mistake that Zach alluded to a bit earlier. They had two aboard for Camber Rodriguez, who blasted a home run, but just before that, Daniel Mateo was picked off at second base. A pitch home from Noriega, smacked in the air, foul ball off to the left side. Freeman at third base. He provided an RBI double just a couple of batters ago. Josh Hatcher at first, who picked up an RBI single for his third hit of the night. Now with one away, the 0-2 to Zavala is taken. Called strike three, a delayed steal from Hatcher. The throw to the plate, not in time. The Rough Riders pulling off some trickery. Hatcher went the delayed steal. Duran threw down to second base. And the moment he came out of his crouch, Cody Freeman darted home from third base. And the Riders steal a run. They extend the lead to 9-3. Watching the replay now, threw it from his knees. And the shortstop, Valera, just couldn't get the ball out quick enough. Not much he could do as Cody Freeman just booked it down from third base. Right on cue, talking about some base running mistakes. This time it's good base running, and there's a base hit down the right field line. Hatcher coming around to score. Ortiz digging for second. And Big Abby Ortiz is having himself a night. His second three-hit night of the series, this time an RBI double. The Rough Riders have scored 10 runs and lead it 10-3. We're still in the bottom of the fourth, Zach.
Five doubles as well. Love to see the extra base hits. And you mentioned Ortiz with his third, or excuse me now, yeah, that is five doubles. But Ortiz, he is really swinging the bat well. It's been a lot of singles recently. But picking up the extra base hit, you just hope that power is starting to come along for him.
Certainly so. Put a good swing on that one. It came off the bat at 103. Just snuck by the first baseman, Shrum, and rolled all the way to the corner. So Ortiz at second. Here's Max Acosta. The pitch home runs a bit up and away. The Rough Riders have gotten to Noriega here in this fourth inning. Four runs. And with two outs, Ortiz stands at second. The 1-0 to Acosta runs a bit inside. Two balls and no strikes. Missing with a fastball. The Rough Riders sent eight to the plate in the first inning. Max Acosta was the final out of that frame. Here in the fourth, they've sent eight. And Max Acosta is going to pop one back out of play. Two balls and a strike. Max Acosta here would love to not be the final out. Acosta 1-for-2 tonight with an RBI double his last time up. That brought home Ortiz, who stands at second base right now after his RBI double. Max Acosta, the first time to the dish, bounced into a 5-4-3 double play. That ended the Riders' threat in the first. pitch home is smacked high, tailing away from the center fielder, Tolbert, but he ranges into the alleyway and makes the grab over his shoulder. The inning comes to a close, but the Rough Riders strike for four more. They do it using three hits, two of them doubles. It's no errors and one stranded for the Riders. Four in the books. It's been an offensive showing from the Riders. They lead it 10-3 over the Naturals. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, you'll hear the voice of Zach Bigley on the play-by-play.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Nick Krauth offers home to the top of the order in Javier Vaz, and he hits one up the middle. It's into center field, a base hit. More offense, as the Riders already lead it 10-3. And that's the 17th combined hit, and we're not even through five innings. That's just to start the top of the fifth. Basing up the middle for Javier Vaz, and here's Tyler Tolbert. Riders, four runs in the first, one in the second, one in the third, four in the fourth. Pitch home to Tolbert is low and outside, 1-0. And the Riders have double digits in the first four innings just like that. Frisco's second double-digit run outing in this series. They won 10-5 in game two. The pitch is chopped to third. Chavez backhands onto second for one. Acosta to first in time. 5-4-3, double play around the horn, and there are two down just like that.
That is silky smooth from Franmier Chavez there at third base. That's not an easy play to make as you watch the replay. Chopped right in the ground, and Chavi just picked it on a short hop. That's that play that they are working on every day in front of the Rough Riders dugout pregame. Just digging that backhand, got to figure out what you're going to do. Do you turn the glove over? Do you keep it palm side up? Franmier Chavez made that look easy.
He has been so good defensively this year for the Riders. So two down. Here's Josh Lester. First pitch is cracked in the air out to right field. Straight away right and down all the way to the fence. Lester around first eases into second base, and he doubles with two down here in the fifth. Well, the Rough Riders had that wild shift on with Zavala in shallow right field and Josh Hatcher playing in right center field. If he's playing straightaway right, he maybe catches that ball. But instead, it's a double for Lester, and the shift does not pay dividends for the Riders, though they're sticking with it. 10-3, Frisco out in front. Top of the fifth inning, two down, runner at second for Rodolfo Duran. Right-handed batter, Krauth delivers home. Inside, one ball and no strikes, just the fifth pitch of this inning. Northwest Arkansas with a run in the first inning and two in the third. The pitch. Up and in. And he hit him. Well, Duran hit by a pitch. Second hit batter for Krauth today. And Peyton Wilson stands in who was hit by a pitch in the first and an RBI double in the third. Had a lot of doubles in this game. Five doubles from the Rough Riders and three from Northwest Arkansas. I believe that's eight combined. Crowd steps off.
I can confirm that. Took me a second. I had to use my finger. So one, two, three, eight.
Okay, good. We're staying awake up here.
We're alive and well.
Yeah, the offense is keeping us awake. The pick. Chopped foul down the right side. It's 0-1 on Wilson. Krauth battling. 64 pitches. The two runs that were scored against him in the third are unearned because of an Aaron Zavala error. It's technically an E7, even though he was playing a deep second base in shallow right when he committed the error. 0-1. Slips outside. Curveball missing from Krauth, and it's one ball and one strike on the left-hand batter. Krauth has been better against lefties than righties this year. Lefties are hitting 230 against him. Righties hitting 299. He deals home. He misses outside. It's one ball and one strike on Wilson and Hicks, or two balls and one strike, I should say, and Hicks will go out and chat with him. Joined by Cabo Rodriguez as well, the shortstop. The Rough Riders with 10 runs on 12 hits today already on the offensive side. That's exactly what they totaled through 9 innings in the second game of this series. It matches their second half high with 12 hits. It's the fourth time they've had 12 hits in the second half so far. This being the 16th game of the second half. 2-1 offering on the way. Outside, 3-1. Krauth trying to wiggle out of this jam in the fifth inning. Behind in the count, 3-1 to Wilson. The pick. Ground ball foul to the right side, 3-2. It's Friday night, the first responders night. We had a wonderful flyover before the game today. The helicopter. 3-2 pitch, runners go. There's a fly ball hammered down the right field line. Just a question of fair or foul. And in the corner, it is caught by Josh Hatcher. Wow! He disappeared into the right field corner, and he emerges with the baseball. Great play by Josh Hatcher, we think. Couldn't see it. Peyton Wilson is retired for the final out of the fifth. But Josh Hatcher was able to make the catch. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Rider is leading 10-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Freiner Chavez starts off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Riders. First pitch, swing and a miss, upstairs, and it's 0-1. The Riders out in front and out in front big in this one, 10-3. A new man out on the hill for Northwest Arkansas. Wallace takes over. Here's the stretch of the 0-1. Swing and a miss again on an elevated heater. No balls and two strikes. Cruz Noriega done after his one inning of work. Jacob Wallace, the new set of cleats on the mound for Northwest Arkansas. Riders sending eight to the plate in the fourth for the second time in this game. 0-1. All right, it's a line drive right at second on the 0-2 pitch, and Wilson makes the chest-high catch. So Freiner Chavez hit it hard but lines out. He's still the only man without a hit in the order today for the Riders. We go to the top of the card. It's Alejandro Osuna. Osuna has done exactly what a leadoff hitter should do. Get aboard and score runs. He's 2-for-3 today, reaching on an error, singling and walking. So, 1-for-2, and 3 runs scored. The pitch. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, and it's 0-1. Jacob Wallace making his second appearance in this series, the Lawrence, Massachusetts native out of UConn. He stretches in the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss again on the fastball. It's 0-2. Same college as Nick Krauth was signed out of, but those two missed each other as Wallace was drafted in 2019 and Krauth's only year at UConn was 2020. Earlier in this series, he went an inning and two-thirds scoreless. The pitch is cut on and missed. Strike three, and Osuna is down on three pitches. So two outs. Riders with 10 runs on 12 hits so far today, and looking to score for their fifth consecutive inning. Wallace has had decent numbers recently for Northwest Arkansas. First pitch. Hicks pops it skyward, back behind home, now drifting out down the third base line. Lester coming in, he makes the catch, and the side is retired in 1-2-3 fashion in the fifth. Riders held off the scoreboard for the first time. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We'll have some trivia for you when we come up next in the top of the sixth. Riders leading 10-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
At the top of the sixth inning, the Rough Riders a 10-3 advantage over Northwest Arkansas. And in between innings, as the Lone Star spotlight with Ricky DeVito, his hair-cutting abilities on display here at the ballpark. Had a lot of fun with him giving me a haircut while we were interviewing him, and that video just played out in front of the ballpark. That was fun. Here's Nick Kraut dealing with Luca Tresh in the first pitch. It's over the heart of the plate for a strike, 0-1. He did a great job.
He did.
All right, so it's top of the sixth inning. It's time for our trivia question. There's the 0-1. That's low and outside. It's 1-1. Not going to lie, today is a really big stretch in terms of this day in baseball history. So we usually tie it into this day in baseball history with our trivia. 1-1. That's outside. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. On this date back in 2001, three different Minnesota Twins hitters had two-homer games. Maybe if I could speak, as there's a strike on the outside corner and it's 2-2. So three different Twins with multi-homer games. Jock Jones, Torrey Hunter, and Corey Koski.
Okay.
Pretty cool, right? Here's the wind back in the 2-2. That's low and outside, 3-2. Well, our trivia has nothing to do with homers or the Minnesota Twins. It does have to do with Torrey Hunter, though.
Okay.
Torrey Hunter was a great defender. 3-2. Low and outside, ball 4. So Tresh draws a walk to lead things off here in the sixth inning. Riders leading 10-3. And Torrey Hunter in his career, 9 gold gloves. So, Luke, can you name me the other 6 in the top 7 in terms of most gold gloves by an outfielder in Major League history?
By an outfielder.
Diego Hernandez steps in from the left side. And the first pitch is way. Lasered into left center field. Settings Zavala back on a dead sprint to the warning track. Looking up, it's over his head and against the fence. Tresh up to third. He gets stopped there. It's another double. The 9th combined double today between these two teams. And their runners at second and third with nobody out here in the sixth inning.
Let's go with Ichiro.
Ichiro had 10. He's tied for third.
How about Willie Mays?
Willie Mays had 11. He's second. Here's Dylan Shrum now. Runners at second and third. Nobody out. We're looking for the top 7 most gold gloves by an outfielder in Major League history for today's trivia. Krauth offers inside 1-0.
The number was 9 or more, correct?
9 or more, yes. And Torrey Hunter's off the board.
I know Griffey was close. Did Junior make 9, though?
He had 10.
Oh, wow.
Tied for third. The pitch. Shrum fouls it back, and it's 1-1. You're knocking him down. You only have 3 left. Krauth readies. The pitch home. Curveball just a hair outside. 2-1.
Alex Gordon.
Alex Gordon had 8.
Okay.
He just misses the list. 2-1. Breaking ball up and in, and it's 3-1, and I knew you were going to guess that, so I made sure to note that.
Okay. Oh, Roberto Clemente.
Yeah,
that should have been the first one I said.
He's number 1 with 12. 12 gold gloves. Incredible.
Unbelievable.
3-1. Inside, he hit him. Third hit batter today for Krauth, and the bases are loaded with nobody out. Manuel Valera bats now, the 9-hole hitter. 10-3 Rough Riders, top of the 6. We're looking for most gold gloves as an outfielder for today's trivia question as John Gobel exits the dugout. He'll go chat with Krauth.
He's known for his hitting, but Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds had 8.
Eight
he just
well.
Misses
okay.
the list. It's kind of incredible how good he was on offense. He had 8 gold gloves.
Too. Unbelievable. What are we missing? 2, 3?
You're missing 2. A player with 10 and a player with 9.
Are both of these players Hall of Famers?
One is a Hall of Famer, one is not.
One is not.
Okay. Bases loaded. Nobody out in the sixth inning. Riders a 10-3 lead here in the top of the sixth inning. Valera in from the right side against Crown. First pitch. He swings and cranks it into right center field. It's down into the alley. Osuna cuts it off. Tresh scores. Hernandez around third. Acosta's throw not in time to the plate. It's a two-run single for Valera, and it's now 10-5. Riders lead it. First four hitters have reached in this sixth inning. Shrum up to second base. Valera lacing a middle fastball into right center field for a two-run single, and that's the bottom of the order doing all this damage. Now we go to the top. It's Javier Vaz. He's one for two with a walk. Crowd stretches, and he brings it in. Curveball low, 1-0. Trivia today, top seven in outfield gold gloves in Major League history. Seth Clark is warming in the Riders' bullpen now. Stretch in the 1-0 pitch. Up and away, 2-0.
What kind of error are we talking with these last two guys?
2000s and 60s, 70s.
Okay. 2000s. Let's focus on that one.
I'd say 90s and 2000s. The pick outside. Three balls and no strikes. I would say 50s, mid-50s through mid-70s for the first play.
That one might be tough for him.
You'll know this play.
Okay.
3-0. Just outside, ball four. Four-pitch walk, and the bases are loaded again.
Andrew Jones?
Andrew Jones, okay. At 10. And here comes Carlos Cardoza. So Nick Krauth done in his start. Couldn't record it out in the sixth inning. Bases loaded, nobody out, and Seth Clark called upon out of the bullpen. Riders leading 10-5 in the sixth after this.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Seth Clark takes over for Nick Krauth in this sixth inning. Krauth exits with five-plus innings to his ledger. His line still not finalized. Bases loaded and nobody out with the two-hitter Tyler Tolbert duo. 10-5 Riders, top of the sixth. Tolbert 0 for 2. Clark's pitch. And the fastball simmers high, 1-0. Three pitch mix for him. Fastball, slider, and changeup. Left-hander working against the right-handed batter. We'll finish up trivia here as well. Here's the stretch from Clark. And he kicks it in. Changeup outside. 2-0. We're looking for the top seven most gold gloves by an outfielder in Major League history. Luke, has six of them, looking for the last one.
Hank Aaron.
It is not Hank Aaron. 2-0. Up and away, three balls and no strikes.
Defensive knowledge around the 60s is not all that great.
Clark, one bad pitch away here from walking in a run. He readies and fires, and he fits it right down the middle for a strike. 3-1. Does it help if I say American League?
Okay.
Narrows it down a bit. 3-1 offering. Up and in, ball four. It's a bases-loaded walk. That forces in the sixth run offensively today for Northwest Arkansas. It's now 10-6 Riders. Shrum scores, Valera down to third, Vaz up to second, Tolbert with the bases loaded, RBI base on balls, and Josh Lester stands in now. He's 1-for-3, reaching on an error and doubling. Bases still loaded, nobody out. Riders by 4 runs now. The offering in. It's on the outside edge for a strike. 0-1.
I still got nothing.
Do you want a team?
How about a division?
Division, the Central. Well, these days it would be the Central. The pinch. Foul away back behind home. It's 0-2.
These days, current time Central.
Current times, so this team is in the Central. Okay. There weren't, you know, three divisions in the American League back in the day when this player played. The pick. Shuttles outside. It's 1-2. Still nobody out here in the sixth. Bases loaded. Looking for a player with 9 gold gloves in the outfield. 1-2. Foul back. Still 1-2. Six runs on 8 hits today for Northwest Arkansas. Clark trying to get a ground ball here. He fires way outside with a slider. Couldn't get him to fish at it. 2-2. Clark readies from the stretch. He shuttles it home. Ground ball foul back behind the plate. Still 2-2.
Is it Al Kaline?
Al Kaline is correct.
I would never have gotten to there without an era or some hint at a team. But
or excuse me, Al Kaline had 10 gold gloves, not 9. So he's still in there.
Okay.
2-2. Line down the right side and foul. Still 2-2. Al Kaline, incredible career. Over 3,000 hits, 10 gold gloves. Just passed away back in 2020. Now here's your trivia for today. Time called. He steps out. Still 2-2 on Lester. This will be the 8th pitch to the at-bat. Clark readies from the stretch. He lets it go. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Went with a high fastball, and Clark with a big out. First out of the inning, and now a double play can get him out of it. 3 runs in for the Naturals. Riders leading 10-6. Rodolfo Duran stands in now. He's 2-for-2 with an RBI single, an RBI double, a hit by pitch. And right-handed batter readies. First pitch to him. He swings and misses. It's 0-1 on the changeup. This is a great matchup for Duran. He loves hitting against left-handed pitching this season. Clark from the stretch, the pitch. Outside with the changeup. Staying away from him, and it's 1-1. Clark ready from the stretch. And the pitch is grounded foul up the third baseline. One ball and two strikes. Duran, against left-handed pitching this year, is hitting .487 with a nearly 1,500 OPS. The pitch. Chopped up the middle to second base. Acosta's got it. Flips on a caber, and they dropped it. It got away up the middle, and a run scores. Well, Acosta was in between trying to flip it to Rodriguez or take it himself to the second base bag. He ended up making the late decision to flip it onto second base, and it was too late. And it went off Caber's glove and rolled towards the mound. So fielder's choice, E4. And the run comes in to score. Valera crosses the plate. It's now a 3-run game, 10-7 now. Duran on at first, and the pitch home to Wilson is up and away, 1-0. The ninth man up in the inning. And the Riders, a very rare multi-error game defensively. The pitch inside off Hicks's glove, but trickles not too far away, and it's 2-0. First time in 12 games that the Riders have had multiple errors in a game. Two balls and no strikes on Wilson, still just one out. Clark can still get out of it if he gets a ground ball. He fires. This is high, and it's 3 balls and no strikes now. Pretty sloppy night for baseball with a lot of offense. That part has been fun. Here's the stretch in the 3-0. It's up and in, and it's ball four again. It's now 10-8, Riders lead. Well, this Rough Riders pitching staff, which has been phenomenal all season, has struggled here today. And now the line is closed on Nick Krauth. He allows 5 runs in this inning alone. And he is tagged with all 8 runs that have scored so far, with 6 of them being earned. Oh, here's Luca Tresh, who began this inning. And officially now, the Naturals have batted around. Well, the Rough Riders pitching staff has just been great. This is the most runs the Riders have allowed in a while. It's the most runs they've allowed in the second half. The pitch, that's low and outside. 1 ball and no strikes. The last time the Rough Riders allowed 8 or more runs in a game, you have to go all the way back to June 5th. Against Corpus Christi on the road. They haven't allowed double-digit runs since May 23rd. The 1-0, Tresh grounds it foul off the end of the bat down the right side, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. That double-digit run drought, which is, of course, a really good thing if you're not allowing double-digit runs, has lasted 39 games. One ball and one strike on Tresh. Riders lead by 2. The pitch. Ground ball to short. Rodriguez has got it. On to second for 1. Acosta to first. There's the double play. And the Riders are out of it. Massive inning, though. 5 runs come across on just 2 hits. No errors and 2 left on. We go to the bottom of the 6th inning. The Rough Riders now lead 10-8 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options,
and expert mobile service technicians. Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Peace up, A-Town.
Cody Freeman here. Let's head back to Riders Field.
How fitting. Cody Freeman leads it off for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 10-8. Rough Riders lead it. And if you like offense, this has been your kind of game. The Riders sat down in order in the fifth inning. Their first inning, they did not score. And the first pitch is outside to Freeman. One ball and no strikes. Out of the right arm of Jacob Wallace. Only the 12th time this year that the Naturals have scored five or more runs in an inning. The 1-0. Ground ball up the middle, right at Wilson. He collects at second and throws out Freeman at first, one away. Josh Hatcher to the plate now. He's 3-for-3. Neither team has homered today, even though there have been 18 combined runs and 20 combined hits. Instead, we've seen 9 doubles combined between these two teams. First pitch from Wallace to Hatcher. That one misses high. It's one ball and no strikes. Now, these two teams have not homered a whole lot in the month of July. In fact, coming in, these two teams... As the pitch comes home, and that one misses low in the dirt. It's two balls and no strikes, combined for just 6 home runs this month. And we're almost to the midpoint of the month. Two balls and no strikes on Hatcher. Here's the right-hander's pitch. Fouled away to the left side. Two balls and one strike. Hatcher has an infield single to shortstop. RBI single to left and an RBI single to center field in the fourth. 2-1. Swing and a miss. High heater from Wallace. 2-2. Everyone in this Rough Riders order has a hit today except for Freiner Chavez in the ninth spot. Two players are 3-for-3. The pitch. Hatcher takes inside. We're full at 3-2. Hatcher and Ortiz both 3-for-3. Payoff pitch on the way. Line the opposite way. Fair down the third baseline, all the way into the left field corner. Hatcher around first. He pulls into second base. And he's got himself a four-hit day. The 10th combined double today between the Riders and the Naturals. And the hit affair continues. What a day for Josh Hatcher. This is more like the Josh Hatcher we saw in April when he hit almost 380. For Hatch, that's a new season high, 4 hits, and a new career high as well. It was his 10th career 3-hit game, and now he has his first career 4-hit game. Camber Rodriguez now ripped a 2-run double in the first. And 8, Rough Riders lead it. Hatcher at second base. There's the stretch from Wallace, and he offers into Rodriguez. Swing and a miss, and a first pitch slider. It's 0-1. The Riders tonight, 8-for-14 with runners in scoring position. They've been fantastic in that mark. Here's the stretch, and the offering home. Swing and a miss. Another good slider off the outside corner. 0-2 on Rodriguez. And the Riders coming into this game third in the Texas League in batting average with runners in scoring position at 274. And Rodriguez calls time and steps out. Northwest Arkansas, middle of the pack this year. 0-2. Wallace readies and brings it. Swing and a miss. Another slider. He struck him out low and away. Wallace strikes out Rodriguez on three pitches. Two down, and Aaron Zavala stands in. Zavala 1-for-3 today with a single. Riders 10 runs on 13 hits. Here's the stretch and the offering in. Outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Riders season high 15 hits back on April 25th against Amarillo. The 13 hits are the most since June 12th against Amarillo here at home. The 0-1. And the air flared foul down the left side, 0-2. They had 14 hits in that game. And that April 24th game, they also scored their season-high 13 runs. So a little bit more season history to chase after here tonight. No balls and two strikes. Six doubles tonight. One off a season high in extra base hits. That was seven in April in Wichita. 0-2. Zavala swings and misses at a high outside fastball and strikes out. And they strand a runner at second here in the sixth. No runs a hit. No errors. A runner left on base. We go top seven. Riders a 10-8 advantage. Luke Bailey on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner. Cacique Foods, the nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa, is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the seventh, it's been an offensive kind of night. 10 runs on 13 hits and two errors for the Rough Riders. 8 runs on 8 hits and an error for the Naturals. The teams have combined to strand 12 on base, 7 of those for Northwest Arkansas, 5 for the Rough Riders, and that's the difference in the ballgame to this point. Left-hander Seth Clark, who came on with the bases loaded,
the sixth inning. He's out for the top of the seventh. He gets the 7-8-9 batters, and Hernandez pops up a bunt in foul ground. Liam Hicks, the catcher, giving chase. Now it's Abby Ortiz, who comes racing down from first base, and he's there to make the play. Hernandez tried to lay down a bunt for a base hit. Tried to sneakily lay it down and just dropped the bat head just a little bit. Produced that pop-up. And Seth Clark has himself the first out of the top of the seventh. Here's Dylan Shrum, and the first offering is called a strike. Right over the heart of the plate. Shrum tonight is 0-for-2. He was hit by a pitch against Nick Krauth in that sixth inning and came around to score one of the five runs. He tanks again and watches a called strike on the inner edge at the bottom of the zone. Left-hander closed off. Ahead, nothing in two. His pitch misses downstairs. Seth Clark on the year has been really, really good for the Rough Riders. At times has played with fire, but he's always been able to get out of it. Really one of the first times this year as he gets a foul ball. He really had to pay for it. He inherited the bases loaded, and all three of those scored, and then he went on to allow two more. Of course, there was an error in the frame. It was an inning that featured four walks, a hit by pitch, an error, and two hits. Here's a tapper right side, riding the line up the first base side, and Ortiz watches it go foul. A very unconventional inning from the Rough Riders on the pitching side of things. It allowed Northwest Arkansas back in this ballgame. Five-run frame, and the Rough Riders still have a lead. It's not very often you can say that. The Rough Riders here on the top of the seventh with one gone and the bases clear. The 1-2. Just missed downstairs. Seth Clark entering tonight came in with a 2.15 ERA. That'll go up just a little bit. The 2-2 is smacked out of play on the right side into the seats. Rough Riders left-hander entering tonight. The most runs he had allowed all year as he comes home, and there's a wave and a miss by Shrum. Two gone on the strikeout. Second in the outing for Seth Clark. But the most that he had allowed coming in to tonight's matchup was two. That's where he's at here tonight. He only has done that once. It came on May 18th on the road at Amarillo, which is a very hitter-friendly ballpark. He was tagged with a homer in that one. There's Valera at the bottom of the car, and he provided a two-run single his last time up. Left-hander readies, and the pitch home. Just as misses the top of the strike zone. Hicks did his best job trying to get it to be a called strike, but to no avail. 1-0 on the right-handed hitting shortstop. The pitch. Here's a tapper back up the middle, and Clark behind his back knocks it down. He fires to first, inning over. What a play by Seth Clark. He went into catcher mode. Just knock it down, and he makes a play and helps himself out to cap off a 1-2-3 top of the seventh. We head to the last of the seventh inning. Riders out in front of the Naturals. 10-8 on the Riders Baseball Network, but we're going to keep it right here for some God Bless America.
Oh, Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Jacob Wallace remains in the ballgame for the bottom of the seventh inning. He has been really solid, keeping the Riders at bay over the last two innings after they scored in each of the first four frames, erupting for 10 total runs. That's where we stand at the moment, 10-8. A Frisco lead. Wallace gets a beam like Ortiz to open the inning, and Ortiz takes a big hack and fouls one back to the screen on the first offer. Wallace, through two innings of work, has allowed just one base runner. It came on a one-out double in the sixth by Josh Hatcher. He has three strikeouts over that spin. The 0-1 misses inside to Ortiz. Bimalek Ortiz has had himself quite a night. He has a pair of RBI, a run scored, coming on a pair of singles and a double. Pitch home, and he's out in front on his front foot. He fouls it off. And will have to shorten up behind in the count, a ball and two strikes. For Ortiz, it's the third time this year that he has logged three hits in any game. And for Abby, it's the second time this week here in this series. Playing in all four games. He awaits the offering. The 1-2 is smacked down the left field line and twisting into the stands. Ortiz stays alive. It was two nights ago that Ortiz logged three hits, all of those being singles. Tonight, it's two singles and a double. Right-hander kicks and fires, and Ortiz shoots it in the air, same spot, back over into the crowd. The first time for Ortiz picking up three hits was when he fell just a home run shy of the cycle on April 25th. Wallace readies. He kicks the 1-2, taken, and just missed with a breaking ball.
Ortiz's career high, four hits, August 19th of 2 years ago. Love to see him pick that up right here and tie it.
Certainly so. He might have two more cracks at it. The pitch home. Cut on and missed, and he's down on strikes. First out of the seventh and the third consecutive strikeout for the right-handed reliever, Jacob Wallace. Here's Maximo Acosta.
No, even though Abby struck out there, this is a really good sign. He is swinging the bat so much better recently, and it looks much more confident with his body language. Nothing but positive things here for Abby.
No doubt about it. First offering to Acosta, chopped on the ground, softly towards third base. The charging Lester has it and throws on the run in time to pick out the second out. Here's Franmer Chavez, the lone rider yet to reach tonight. He struck out his first time, and ever since, it's been a pair of lineouts, one to first base and one to second base. Now he tries to get going. He bats from the left side, and the first pitch from the right-hander runs outside. Breaking ball. Rough Riders have tallied 13 hits tonight. Xavi with the bright yellow batting gloves. The pitch home. Runs up and away. 94 with a fastball. Chavez ahead. Two balls and no strikes. He's reached in four consecutive games and walked in four consecutive games. The pitch home. And he hits a pop-up on the left side. Lester looking up at it. And that'll get out of play. Become a souvenir for a fan. Two balls and a strike on the left-handed hitting Cranier Chavez. Offensively this year, Chavez has shown off a little bit of power. He's found the ability to get on base. The batting average sits at 240 entering tonight. But for Chavez, his defensive versatility is what makes him so special. As there's a line drive down the first base line, but another foul ball. Back to even it, two balls and two strikes. Chavez has played all the infield positions for the Rough Riders. Played first base in last night's contest, now at the hot corner opposite of first base, over at third here this evening. He waves the bat over his left shoulder. Ball is ready, so the pitch home. Is hit high in the air out to deep right field, pushing Hernandez back in front of the track, and he's there to make the play. Another 1-2-3 inning for Jacob Wallace. He's picked up three scoreless frames in relief. The Riders go quietly. In the seventh, we enter the top of the eighth inning. Riders out in front by two. It's 10-8 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Visiting half of the eighth inning alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley. And it's Andy Rodriguez who emerges from the Rough Riders pen. Third pitcher used by the Rough Riders today. And he rocks in the first offering to Vaz. It's called a strike. Caught the bottom of the zone with a 94-mile-an-hour heater. Rodriguez has been fantastic for the Riders this year. 1-0 with a 2.06 ERA. And he rocks in a breaking ball. It's smacked in the air. And a shallow left center. Rodriguez going back. Zavala coming in. And it's Zavala who's there to make the grab. One away for Andy Rodriguez on just two pitches. Both of them strikes. Rodriguez originally from Cuba. Attended college at Miami-Dade Community College in Miami, Florida. making his 24th appearance tonight out of the pen for the Rough Riders. And against Tyler Tolbert, a ground ball. Rodriguez has it, firing on the run, and it's a chest-high strike in front of Tolbert. Three pitches, two outs for Andy Rod. 6-3 ground out, and here's Josh Lester, who has doubled tonight, but outside of that has reached on an error and scored a run and struck out twice. Struck out his last time up, becoming the first out of the sixth inning. The pitch home, called a strike with a breaking ball. Right-hander takes a deep breath, has his sign. He routes in the pitch, cut on and missed. 94 on the outer edge, and he's ahead, nothing in two. Five pitches, all strikes from Rodriguez. And he's a pitch away from getting out of the top of the eighth inning in lightning quick fashion. He lifts and delivers. Pitch home is laced into straightaway center field, and that'll get down Lester around first. He's headed for second, and he beats the shift with a two-out double. The Rough Riders had that Josh Lester shift on. He hit it to straightaway center field, likely a play Osuna could have made if he was playing straight up. But he beats the shift with his second double tonight. Rodriguez went with a fastball middle of the zone, a bit down in the lower third, but left it hanging enough for the left-hander to fish it out and send it into center field. Here's Rodolfo Duran, who has a pair of RBI hits tonight, a single and a double. Right-hander rocks and fires and just misses with the slider. That's the 11th double between these two teams tonight. And the 22nd hit. A pitch home from Rodriguez, cut on and missed. Went to the slider, and it's even at 1-1.
22 hits is a lot. To have half of them be extra base hits, and the funny thing, all of them doubles. We have no triples, no home runs tonight.
Yeah, that's even crazier than just the 11 doubles, is that nothing has left the yard, no triples with that many extra base hits. Pitch home, and Duran hits a high fly ball into shallow right field. Atcher coming in, he's there to reach skyward to make the play. Andy Rodriguez uses nine pitches to get through a scoreless top of the eighth. He pitches around a two-out double. When he had to the last of the eighth, Riders do up out in front of the Naturals, 10-8 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Bottom of the eighth inning, the Riders have the top of the order coming up in Alejandro Osuna, Liam Hicks, and Cody Freeman. Jacob Wallace exits the game, pitching a season-high three innings. All scoreless frames from him. A right-hander comes in, and his first pitch, J. just misses to Osuna. Ball and no strikes on the left-handed hitter. It is Eric Sarantola who comes in. The second pitch runs up and away. Sarantola, the right-hander, making his second appearance of this series. He comes set, black glove at the bell. When the pitch home, Osuna squares to bunt. He pulls back and watches a called strike. Sarantola on the year, 2-3 with a 2.33 ERA. He has made seven starts. This is 20th appearance. The pitch home, and Osuna chases below the zone and hits a foul ball up the first baseline. Evens things at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sarantola, a fifth-round pick, back in 2021 by the Kansas City Royals out of Mississippi State. Originally from Montreal. Right-hander, high leg kick. The pitch home, cut on and missed. And Osuna down on strikes for the second time tonight. And one away here in the bottom of the eighth. Sarantola had a scoreless outing streak snap that dated all the way back to June 8th, the last time he allowed a run in his appearance. But it was an unearned run. The pitch home. Hicks chops it on the ground. Right side, the first baseman Shrum has it. He underhand flips to first to a covering Sarantola. And there are two gone on just 5 pitches. Cody Freeman digs in. Trying to add to the Rough Riders' lead. They are clinging to a 10-8 advantage as they have since the top of the sixth inning, where Northwest Arkansas cut the lead from 10-3 to 10-8 with a 5-run top of the sixth. Cody Freeman bats from the right side. The first offering from Sarantola runs upstairs, a fastball at 96. Freeman extended his hitting streak again tonight. Came on a double in the fourth inning and had an RBI attached. He's reached twice. The pitch taken, a called strike on the outer edge. Freeman has the most home runs by a Rough Rider this year in a Frisco uniform with 10. Right-hander kicks and a check swing. Did matter, called a strike at the bottom of the zone. Slider from Sarantola. Freeman falls behind, a ball and 2 strikes. Time called as something escaped the berm. It didn't look like a baseball. Right center field. Tyler Tolbert, the center fielder for Northwest Arkansas, ranged over and kindly tossed it back onto the berm. Tenth pitch of the outing for Sarantola coming up. A 1-2 to Freeman. Hit in the air right side and twisting foul. Count remains 1-2. The Rough Riders scored 10 runs in the first 4 frames. And ever since, they've been held scoreless with just 1 hit. Freeman smacks it softly on the right side. The first baseman Shrum is there. Another underhand flip to first. And the inning is over. Back-to-back ground outs to first base, paired with a strikeout. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Sarantola. We head to the top of the ninth. Riders looking to close it out, leading 10-8. When we come back, you'll hear the voice of Zach Bigley on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're at the top of the ninth inning. The Riders looking to hang on and win this one. 10-8 our score. It's been an offensive filled night. It's been a fun night here at Riders Field. Peyton Wilson, Luca Tresh, Diego Hernandez due up. It's 5, 6, and 7 in the order for the Naturals against Andy Rodriguez. The right-hander working in his second inning for the Rough Riders. First pitch is down and in. It's 1-0. Rodriguez pitched a scoreless eighth inning. Nick Kraut did not have his best stuff today, the 1-0. That's down the left field line, a foul ball, and it's 1-1, but he battled through 5-plus innings, allowing 8 runs, 5 of them earned. 3 of those runs inherited by Seth Clark, and he allowed them all to score. He ends up throwing 2 shutout innings. 1-1. Grounded foul up the right side. It's 1-2 on Wilson. And Andy Rodriguez with 1 scoreless inning so far and coming back out for the ninth. The Riders will turn to Dane Acker tomorrow in the second-to-last game of this series. 1-2. Bounces down in the dirt. 2-2. And then we are still to be determined for the Rough Riders starter in the finale. Dane Acker will be opposed by Mason Barnett, starter for Northwest Arkansas, who's 3-5 with a 5.79 ERA. Left-hander Tyson Guerrero slated to go in the finale for the Naturals. 2-2 on the way. Misses outside. 3-2. Today, Peyton Wilson is 1-2 with an RBI double. He was hit by a pitch in the first and walked in the sixth. Right-hander's payoff pitch. Breaking ball tagged into right field down the line. Hatcher over to grab it and fires it back towards the infield. Peyton Wilson with a single here in the ninth. Luca Tresh makes his way to the plate. Tresh 0-3 with a walk and a run scored. Right-handed batter, and the pitch home. Fouled back, it's 0-1. The Riders looking to collect just their third save this month. They had plenty of saves in the month of May, 12 of them. They're 2-3 in save opportunities so far in July as the pitch is rifled into center field. Right at Osuna, he makes the catch. One down for Diego Hernandez. And one aboard. Riders leading 10-8. Frisco, a 2.62 bullpen ERA in May. An astounding 1.58 bullpen ERA in the month of June. And then so far in July, just a little bit over 3.5. First offering into Hernandez. It's a strike on the upper edge outside corner. A 94-mile-an-hour fastball from Rodriguez. Hernandez has doubled twice today. He's 2-4. And Rodriguez, the 0-1. In the air, out to left field. Pushing Zavala back a few steps. On the warning track. He's there to make the catch. Two down. Runner at first for Dylan Trump. Naturals down to their final out tonight. Riders at one point led 10-3. It's now 10-8. Andy Rod trying to lock it down. Schramm has reached on a hit by pitch and scored a run. He's 0-3. The offering. Line to second. Acosta makes the catch out of the air. Ball game over. Riders hang on. They win it 10-8. The series is now tied at 2 games apiece. Fireworks will light up the skies tonight after the win. Riders, a 10-8 victory. What an offensive day for Frisco. To learn more about it, stick around for our post-game coverage. Luke Mealy has it for you next after the victory on Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Friday night fireworks coming up. Even though this offense for the Rough Riders provided enough to suffice for the evening, picking up 10 runs on 13 hits, they win it 10-8, improving to 10-6 here in the second half. 54-31 overall on the season, the best mark in all of AA baseball. The Rough Riders get it done. Nick Krauth earns the win. He improves to 7-3 on the season. Steven Zoback in his AA debut drops to 0-1, lasting just 3 innings and surrendering 6 runs, 5 of them earned on 9 hits, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. The Rough Riders erupted for 10 runs in the first 4 innings. They were held scoreless over the next 4 trips to the plate, but they certainly did enough, erupting for 10 early. A nice mix in pace for the Rough Riders, who have been leaning on late inning heroics to come back and win ball games. They trailed in this one yet again, so it is a comeback win as they fell behind early 1-0 in that top of the first inning. An RBI single by Duran put the Naturals ahead 1-0, but that was the last time that they would lead. The Rough Riders picked up 4 in the bottom of the first, 1 in the second, 1 in the third, and 4 more in the bottom of the fourth. The second time in this series that they have reached double digits using four-run innings in this series to put up some huge offensive numbers. Mentioned Nick Krauth getting the win, improving to 7-3. Steven Zoback suffering the loss in his AA debut. It was Andy Rodriguez who earned the 6-out save for the Rough Riders. So Rodriguez picks up the save. The Rough Riders get it done tonight, 10-8. Look at some of the individual performances offensively for the Rough Riders. You look, it was Josh Hatcher that led the way, going 4-for-4 with a pair of RBI and a pair of runs scored. Alejandro Osuna also scored 3 times. Abimelech Ortiz going 3-for-4 with 2 RBI and a run scored. Abimelech Ortiz has turned it on as of late after just 1 3-hit game. Over the first couple of months of the year, he has 2 3-hit games in this series. It's safe to say Big Abby Ortiz is back and feeling good. performing in front of his family here at Riders Field. He has turned the corner and has become a threat for the Rough Riders offense. They get it done tonight. 10-8, the final score. They even the series at 2 games apiece. They go tomorrow for a chance to, at the very least, split the series with Northwest Arkansas. A 7.05 p.m. first pitch tomorrow. We'll talk about it on the other side on the Riders postgame show.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The offense is shining here tonight. 10-8, the final score. These two teams combining for 18 runs, 23 hits, and 11 extra base hits, which coincidentally were all two-baggers. 11 doubles in this ballgame. The Riders get it done 10-8 to even the series at 2 games apiece. Game 5 of this 6-game set coming up tomorrow. Just 2 games left before the All-Star break. Tomorrow, a 7.05 p.m. first pitch. It's the right-hander Mason Barnett, the Kansas City Royals' number 5 ranked prospect. The right-hander with a 3-5 record, a 5.79 ERA, going toe-to-toe against one of the best for the Riders this year. The right-hander Dane Acker out of Oklahoma, 3-3 with a 3.66 ERA. He gets the ball for Frisco. A lot of fun things going on the remainder of this weekend, so we hope to catch you back here at Riders Field. Tomorrow, 7.05 p.m. first pitch is Texas Monthly Barbecue Night, where the sights and smells of the barbecue world will be on full display here at Riders Field. Texas Monthly Barbecue Night coming courtesy of Texas Monthly Barbecue, who are ready and gearing up for their annual barbecue fest. Daniel Vaughn, the Texas Monthly Barbecue editor, will be here to throw out the first pitch. And Hutchins Barbecue will be serving up some of the best barbecue that Frisco has to offer here around the ballpark. There'll be some games, giveaways, and more as Texas Monthly gears up for that annual barbecue fest. It's number 15 that they're putting on this fall. There'll be some live music here from Jason Kyle Wickens pregame. And then following the game, it's a Saturday, which means kids can run the bases postgame, courtesy of our friends at Raising Cane's. And then we roll over into Sunday at 6.05 p.m. first pitch. It is Bluey night, where Bluey from the show Bluey will be on hand for a meet and greet. And that'll happen at 8.30, or from 6 to 8.30 in the Bull Moose Saloon, that is. The VIP tickets for that one are sold out, but you can still meet Bluey at ridersbaseball.com/tickets to get your tickets now for Bluey night. It's also Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's. So bring the young ones out for kids-centered themes, inflatables, and acts, and cap it all out before we hit the All-Star break with Summer Sunday Fireworks presented by Primrose Schools and, as always, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. Speaking of fireworks, they were on full display tonight all the way through. It started in the first inning as the Rough Riders erupted for 4. They end up with 10 runs, taking a 10-8 win to even the series. More fireworks to come here at Riders Field tonight. It's post-game fireworks on a Friday, courtesy of our friends at Peak Roofing and Construction, and as always, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. That wraps us up here on a beautiful Friday night for baseball. We hope to catch you back here at Riders Field tomorrow at 7.05 p.m. first pitch. On behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying thanks for spending your Friday night with us. We'll see you back on the airwaves. 6:50 pregame coverage beginning tomorrow for that 7.05 p.m. first pitch.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!